B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yom Daf Zayin. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Omud Beis. We saw in the previous sugya that there's a concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur and a concept of Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur. What does that mean? That means that if a Tumah Smeis, if any consequences of Tumah Smeis would affect a Korban Tzibur, and we'll soon see some more conditions, but a Korban Tzibur, if either most of the people who need to bring a Korban Tzibur or most of the Kayanim discussed in other places in Shas become Tomei, then we override Tumah. And it's learnt out, we learnt in Maseches Pesachim, it's learnt out from some words in the parasha of Pesach Sheni, etc. So now we're going to learn a little bit more whether, in what's the status of this overriding? That means, do we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, which means that relative to a Korban Tzibur, we don't even recognize the Tumah, we don't give any significance to the Tumah whatsoever, so to speak, it's as if it's Tahir, or no? Do we say that Tumah is Duchuya B'Tzibur, which means that it's Tomei, and it's just that we have to override it, and as Rashi says, Bekoishi Nidchis, it's like we have to go out of our way, so to speak, and find a Pasuk and override it, but that doesn't take away from the fact that the Tumah is there, and one should do everything within our capacity to make sure not to have to do anything with this Tumah. Which, if we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't even see the Tumah, that would not be necessary. That's what we're going to discuss now. Says the Gemara Itmar, Tumah Smeis, Rav Nachman Omar Hutra Hi B'Tzibur. Rav Nachman says it's Mutar. It's as if we don't even see the Tumah. Rav Sheshes Omar, Duchuya Hi B'Tzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's not Hutra. It's just Duchuya, it's pushed out of the way, but it's not as if we totally disregard the Tumah. Says the Gemara, Beis Av was the group, the family of Kohanim, that week would be doing the Avodah. So the Gemara in this version says that in the event that within the Kohanim that are supposed to or allowed to be doing the Korban Tzibur, namely the Korban Tomid that's brought twice every day, if you have within that group also people who are Tomei, also Kohanim that are Tahir. So in this version of the Gemara says, Kule alma lepligi, everybody agrees to Tahirin Ovdi, Tmeim Loi Ovdi. Only the Kohanim who are Tahir should do the Avodah, not the Tmeim. That means even according to the opinion that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but if you've got a Kohen who's there and available Tahir, he should do the Avodah. Ki pligi, where do they argue? La'adure u'la'asuye Tahirin mebeis ovachrina. What happens if there are no Kohanim in this family available to do the Avodah, because they're all Tomei, should we go out of our way to fetch a Kohen from a different Beis Av that is Tahir, that they should do the Avodah? For that is the Machlekes of Nachman Omar Heter Hi B'Tzibur. Since Rav Nachman holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, V'loi Madrin on one does not need to go after a Tahir Kohen. Rav Sheshes Omar Duchuya Hi B'Tzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's only Duchuy, and you should do everything in your hands to be able to do it. Batara U'Madrin on, we go and search for a Kohen that can do it Batara. Ikad Omra, a different version. Afilu heichad ikad toira utameim bahu beis av. Even if you've got a toira Kohen available in this family here, available to do the Korban Tomid, nonetheless, it's still a machleikas, and according to Rav Nachman that says Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then one would not even have to ask a toira Kohen to do the Korban Tomid, and any Kohen can do it. Pligi Rav Nachman, and even in a case where there's an available Tahir Kohen, Rav Nachman says, V'omar of dinami tamein, that a Tomei person can do the Avodah. To call Tumas Meis B'Tzibur Rachmona Sharia. The Torah allowed, and almost as if to say that it's not Tomei, and therefore even this Tomei Kohen is allowed to do the Avodah with the Korban Tzibur. Says the Gemara Omer of Sheshes, Minoa Minolot. Says of Sheshes, I'll bring you a source to what I say, that Tumah is Duchuya B'Tzibur. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Hoya Oimeidu Makriv Minchas Oimer. If a Kohen was in the process of bringing, of offering onto the Mizbeach, the Minchas Oimer, V'nitmeis B'yodei, and it became Tomei in his hand. Oimer, he tells them, I'm Tomei now, and Umaviyin Acheres Tachtel, they bring another Mincha, they do another Korban Oimer. Uminchas Oimer. Vim ain't shom Elohi, if this is the only available korban omer that they can bring, omerim loy, we tell this kohen, havei pikeach, be wise, ushtoik, and just be quiet. Don't tell everyone, don't tell anyone that you're tomei, and you can do it because tumah hotra b'tzibur, or tumah, or not tumah hotra b'tzibur. The general term is called tumah hotra b'tzibur, but since there's no other options, you can bring it. Ketonimia, says the Gemara, says of Sheishas, what do we see in this brisa? That he says, Oymir, that in the event that there is another korban available, another ability to bring it, Batara, Oymir, he should say so, Mavina Cheres Tachteon, they should bring another one. Says of Sheishas, why are you going and searching for another one? Use the Tomei one, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Says of Sheishas, from here you see that not Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, rather Tumah Duchuyo B'Tzibur. Omer of Nachman. Rav Nachman's going to refute this proof. Rav Nachman holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. How is he going to understand this brisa? If Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, why are you looking for another mincha to bring, to offer up? Says Rav Nachman, Moedina, I, Rav Nachman, agree, Heicha de'ika shirayim le'achila. That there are some korbonis where nobody eats. There's nothing left over to eat. Anything which is kolil, that completely goes on the mizbech. A typical korban oila, some korban minchas. There's nothing that gets eaten. However, over here in this case, where we're talking about the makriv mincha so'imer, where there is the not the whole mincha goes on the mizbeach. Some of it gets eaten by the koyanim. Now the halacha is that even according to the opinion that tumah hutra b'tzibur, the shirayim einon necholim. You're not allowed to eat the shirayim because the remainder is tomei. At the end of the day, a tomei person touched it. You're not allowed to eat it. Because the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur goes as far as saying that if the Tzibur needs the korban, you can bring it on the Mizbeach and do what you have to do. To eat it is not something which is necessary on an absolute level, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So Rav Nachman says, since this is a type of korban that there are shirayim that should be eaten, even I, Rav Nachman, agree, try and bring it betara in order that the remaining part of the korban should be able to be eaten. Says the Gemara, another question. Meisvei, hoyo makriv minchas porim, if somebody's bringing a mincha that came together with porim, ve'elim, ukvosim, lambs, rams, the cows, the oxen, v'nitmeis biyodoi, there's a mincha that was accompanied with these korbonos, and then the mincha became tomei. Oymer, he should tell them, umevien acheres tachta, and bring another one. V'me'ein shom Elohi, if there isn't another one, they have no ability of bringing another mincha. Oymrim loy, we say to him, have a pikeach, be wise or shtoik, and just keep it quiet, and you can bring it because it's tomei, and tomei regarding a, we'll soon see, but it seems that tumah hotra b'tzibur, that's what it would seem. My love, well, the truth is the braisa doesn't tell us what porim, elim, and kvasim we're talking about. And we don't know if it's hotra b'tzibur or if it's dechuya. It seems to be just dechuya because it says, Oymir, he should tell them, umavien acheres tachteo. I mean, it's clear that it's only dechuy, it's not hotra, and we just have to understand what we're talking about here. Says the Gemara, my love, can we not assume that porim, elim, or kvasim, dechag, we're talking about these korbonis, which are korbonis of the Yom Tov, of the Yomim Tovim, it's a korban tzibur. We're talking about korban tzibur, and it says explicitly that if whilst he's doing the mincha, he becomes tomei, you should tell them and bring another one. So you see clearly, tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Proof to Rav Sheishas, a question on Rav Nachman. Answers the Gemara, Omer l'cha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, loy, we're not talking about porim, elim, or kvosim of the Yom Tov, a regular korban tzibur. We're talking about porim. What par are we talking about? Par avoy dezorah. Talking about when the tzibur, they served avodah zara in certain circumstances discussed elsewhere in Shas, that aval gav de tzibur hu, even though this par is brought as a korban tzibur, however, kiven de loy kavir luizman, since it's not a korban tzibur that has a fixed time, one of the added conditions of tumah hutra b'tzibur is not only it's a korban tzibur, but that it has to be brought in this fixed time. And therefore, since it has to be brought now, it overrides Tumah. But this para avodah zarah, it could have been brought another time, earlier, later, so there's no reason to say it's hutra b'tzibur. So Rav Nachman agrees that if you can bring another korban, another mincha, you should bring another mincha. Mahadrinon, that's why we go after a tohir mincha. Elim. What Elim are we talking about? What rams are we talking about? Avodah Zarah, which is not a fixed time, is only relevant to Paro. What to the ox? What's with the rams? But Elo Shel Aaron, we're talking about the isle, the ram that belonged to Aaron HaKohen, which he was a Yochid on Yom Kippur. Some of the Korbanos on Yom Kippur came from the Tzibur, others from were Yechidim, were from Hibs, from the Kohen himself. So we're talking here about the ram of Aaron of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Afel Gav the Kvi Leizman, even though it's got a fixed time, it has to be brought on Yom Kippur. Kimin the Yochid, since it belongs to the Yochid, Mahadrinon, we try and do it Betara. And even though a regular Korban Yochid, we don't even say Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. Tumah is Tumah, you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach at all. So for that, there's a Rashi on Dav Vav Amud Beis and Tosfos Hei on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that discusses that, of course, this Korban, even though it belonged to the Kohen Gadol himself privately, however, it was needed and necessary for the whole Avodah which the Tzibur needed, and therefore it definitely overrides Tumah, even though it's the Yochid. But since it belongs to a Yochid and not to the Tzibur, therefore, it's, even if Nachman says, it's not Hutra, it's only Dechuya. Kvosim, which lambs are we talking about here that Rav Nachman would agree that you don't say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? Bekeves Haboim HaOimer, we're talking about the lamb that was brought together with the korb, with the Oimer, De'ika Shiraim L'Achila. As we saw before, that there's the Korban Oimer, the leftovers, the part that's not put on the Mizbeach, gets eaten. If it's brought B'Tumah, then nobody can eat the leftovers. In that case, Rav Nachman agrees, even though Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, since you're not allowed to eat a Korban that became Tomei, even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Rav Nachman agrees, try and find a way of doing it B'Tara. Continues the Gemara, Meisvei, we're asking now a question from another Braisa. Dam Shenitmo. Now we're not talking about whether the flesh of the korban became tomei. The korban itself was tohir. However, the blood itself, which was supposed to be sprinkled onto the mizbeach, became tomei v'zarku. And even though you're not allowed to sprinkle tomei blood onto the mizbeach, they threw it onto the mizbeach. The halacha is b'shoigeg hurutza. If it was done by mistake, then the korban is accepted. B'mezid loy hurutza. And Rashi explains, of course, min ha-toira the tzitz is meratze. However, the Chachomim made a knas and said that we're not allowing you to eat the korban because you intentionally put dam that was tomei onto the mizbeach. So what do we see from here? We see there's a discussion, there's an issue with this blood that became tomei, whether it's hurutza, whether it's not hurutza, and the Chachomim made a knas. So you see from here that it's not tumah hutra b'tzibur. We don't view it as if it's Tahir. It's viewed as if it's Tomei, and we have to override the Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. And this again is going to be proof to Rav Sheshes, and a question against Rav Nachman, who said, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya Hahi Deyochid, that Bryce is talking about a korban that belongs to an individual, not to a Tzibur. The whole halachas and the concept of overriding Tumah only applies by a Tzibur. Well, that's the way it's called, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. There's a discussion whether it's only a Tzibur or whether it's any korban which is defined and limited to a specific time. But either way, when it says here to Yochid, it means a type of korban that does not have the halachas of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Continues the Gemara Toshma, we're going to try and bring proof from another Braisa. Alma Hatzitz Meratze. What does the tzitz atone for? What does the tzitz help? For what type of issues or tumois does the tzitz allow the korban to be accepted? Al hadam, if tumah applies to the blood, al habosa, the meat, al hachelev, that's the fats, the parts that have to go onto the mizbeach, shenitma, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'oinus, bein b'rotzein, bein b'yochid, ubein b'tzibur. Explicitly, that the tumah is that the tzitz is meratze for all the above, and included in the list is b'tzibur. Even a korban tzibur, you need the tzitz to be meratze. V'yisal k'day toch tumah heteru b'tzibur. If you hold that tumah hutera b'tzibur, lomali l'ratzuye. Why do I need the tzitz to be meratze? That we don't even look at the tumah. It's hutra. The tumah is totally overridden. We don't even see the tumah. So that seems to be proof again to Rav Sheshes that Tumah is only Dechuya B'Tzibur, a question on Rav Nachman. Omer l'cha Rav Nachman says, the Gemara of Nachman will explain this price as follows. Ki katonya tzitz meratze ad yochid. That it's true there's a whole list of which the Braisa mentioned, where the korban is accepted. Now, it's true the Braisa starts with Alma Tzitz Meratzeh, seems that they're only accepted because of the Tzitz. Says Rav Nachman, no, all these korbanos, even when they're Tomei, they get accepted. When do you need the Tzitz? That's only by a korban of a Yochid. On a Tzibur, you don't even need the Tzitz. V'ibayis Eima, another explanation, Afilu Teima B'Tzibur. The Braisa could even be talking about a Tzibur, which means even by the Tzibur you need the Tzitz. B'hanoch Deloi K'viya L'Uzman. As we saw before, that when do we say that Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur? It's only when there's a fixed time. When the Korban has to be brought at this time, then we say Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. However, in a type of a Korban, even though it's a Korban Tzibur, but it does not have to have been brought exactly at this time, as we saw an example before by the Par Avodah Zarah. If so, even Rav Nachman agrees that it's only Dechuya B'Tzibur and you need the Tzitz to be Meratzeh. Continues the Gemara Meisvei. The Pasuk says, V'noso Aaron es Avoin HaKodoshim. When it's talking about the Tzitz, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo al Mitzach Aaron, that the Tzitz should be on Aaron's forehead. V'noso Aaron es Avoin HaKodoshim. And he should carry, so to speak, the Avera of the Kochim, as Yagdishu B'nei Yisrael, L'chol Matnis Kochim, V'hoyo al Mitzchoy Tomid, L'rotzoin Lohem Lifnei Hashem. And the Tzitz should be on his forehead, constantly, L'rotzoin Lohem Lifnei Hashem, in order to help their korbanos be accepted by Hashem. Says the Gemara, which type of Avera does the Tzitz help? That the korban should be accepted in spite of the avera. Im avoin pigul, are you talking about pigul, which we've discussed previously, but pigul means when a person did the avoid, when the kohen shechted, or did one of the avoiders with the wrong intentions, the intentions of eating it out of place or out of time, pigul. There the pasuk says explicitly, v'me'ochel yochel b'yom ha'shlishi, pigul hu lo yirotze. That the pigul, the main type of pigul, is when you intend to eat the korban at the wrong time. And the pasuk says, lo yirot, says such a type of korban is posel, the tzitz doesn't help. V'im avoin noisor, is it talking about a korban that was left after the time that you were allowed to eat it, and now it's noisor? Hari kvar nema, it says explicitly in the pasuk, regarding noisor, lo yichoshev. It says, "V'imochel yochel mepsar zevach shlomov b'yem hashlishi lo yirotze hamakriv oisay lo yichoshiv lo yipiguli yeva nefesh oichelis b'menu avoyin otisa." It doesn't help for noisor. Ha'einu noisor elo avoyin tuma. It must be that what is the tzitz? Which avera, so to speak, is the tzitz carrying, allowing korbanos to be accepted in spite of the fact that there's an issue there? It's talking about tuma shehutra michlolo b'tzibur. It's talking about any type of tuma, which is a type of tumah which is hutra b'tzibur. And it seems here that whereas it's tumah hutra b'tzibur, and by the tzibur you don't need the tzitz, but such a type of ovoin called tumah, when it's not b'tzibur, when it's b'yochid, then you need the tzitz to be meratze. That's what the Braisa says. So michlal, it's true that the Braisa is discussing the korban yochid, but which ovoin of the yochid is the tzitz meratzeh, a type of ovoin which is called tuma, which is hutra michlolo b'tzibur, which is overridden on the level of hutra when it's a communal korban. So you see clearly the Braisa relates to the tuma as being hutra b'tzibur, not dechuya b'tzibur. And this is clearly a proof to what Rav Nachman said, that tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and a question against Rav Sheshes. Answers Rav Sheshes as follows, Tanoihi. You're right, you have a braisa like Rav Nachman, but this is actually a machloikas tanoim. Since it's machloikas tanoim, it's not an issue that braisa is following one tana, and I'm following the other tana. It's actually a machloikas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, whether tumah dechuya b'tzibur or tumah hutra b'tzibur. So what we initially saw in Davov Amud Beis as being a machloikas Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman is actually a machloikas tanoim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. Let's see where that is. Tanoihi, the tani we learned in a braisa. Tzitz, regarding this tzitz, bein sheyeshnoi al metzchoi, bein she'einoi al metzchoi, irrespective of whether the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or whether it's not, meratze, it's the tzitz, it helps to be meratze for the korbanos to be accepted, divrei Reb Shimon. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. Now everybody agrees that when the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, then it's doing its job and it's meratze. The question is, when the tzitz is not on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, is it also being meratzeh? So Reb Shimon says that it is meratzeh, and Reb Yehuda says that it's not meratzeh. Let's see inside. Divi Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda Oimer. Reb Yehuda argues and says, Oideihu al mitzchoi. When the tzitz is on his forehead, meratzeh, then it's meratzeh. Ein oideihu al mitzchoi. If the tzitz is not on his forehead, ein meratzeh, it's not meratzeh. And there's actually, the discussion is being continued. Omalei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon responded to Reb Yehuda. Kohen Gadol b'yoyim ha-kippurim yechiach. I'll bring you proof from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. She'ein oideihu al mitzchoi. Part of the avoida, part of the day, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear the tzitz. He has to go, for example, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's only allowed to wear four clothes. Not the eight clothes. He doesn't wear the tzitz. So part of the day of Yom Kippur, the tzitz is not on his forehead. Umaratzeh, nonetheless, if there's an issue there, the tzitz will be meratzeh, and the korban will be accepted. Omalei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, you've got an issue. The whole proof that you, Reb Shimon, have that the tzitz is meratzeh, even when he's not wearing it, is from Yom Kippur, which is the only time where he's not wearing the tzitz. I don't have an issue with Yom Kippur. Hanach l'kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, leave the korban of Yom Kippur. The korban of Yom Kippur doesn't need the tzitz. Why not? Shatoma hutra alei b'tzibur. Because on Yom Kippur it's a korban tzibur, and we've already discussed this earlier. Even the korban of that belongs to Aaron HaKohen himself, to the Kohen Gadol himself, nonetheless it has the status of a korban tzibur. And since it's a korban tzibur, I don't need the tzitz. It's tumah hutra b'tzibur. So that means the whole discussion of einoy al mitzchay, when the tzitz is not on his forehead, is on Yom Kippur. And those are machlekas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon said the tzitz is meratzeh, and he proves from there that the tzitz is meratzeh even when it's not on his forehead. Reb Yehuda says, I don't need the tzitz because tumah is hutra b'tzibur. Michlal de Reb Shimon sava. What do we deduce from there? The Reb Shimon holds tumah dechuyah b'tzibur. Reb Shimon says, I do need the tzitz because by tzibur it's only dechuyah. It's not hutra. And since it's dechuyah and I need the tzitz, and some of the time on Yom Kippur the tzitz is not on Aaron HaKohen or on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, proof from here that the tzitz is meratzeh, even when he's not wearing the tzitz. So you see here, it's a machlokes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, tuma dechuya b'tzibur, and Reb Yehuda says, tuma is hutra b'tzibur. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaye. Abaye explains as follows. B'nishbar ha-tzitz, if the tzitz would, chas v'sholem, get broken, dekule alma lo pligi delo meratzeh. Everybody agrees that the tzitz will not help for the korbonis. Ki pligi, when is the machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda? The toli b'sichsa, when it's hanging on a peg. When the tzitz is okay, it's there, it's just not on his forehead. Reb Yehuda sovar al metzach v'nosa. Reb Yehuda reads into the posuk that says that v'hoy al metzach aron v'nosa aron es avoyin ha-kadoshim. Reb Yehuda says that the tzitz has to be on his forehead and only then it carries the avera. So you see from there that the tzitz is only meratzeh when he's wearing it. And then if you have an issue of Yom Kippur, it must be that Reb Yehuda is going to hold, and as he actually says, tumah hutra b'tzibur, and therefore on Yom Kippur I don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh. Reb Shimon Sovar, Reb Shimon argues and says, tomid l'rotzeh nifnei Hashem, where the end of the pasuk says that the tzitz is always constantly being meratzeh lifnei Hashem, even when it's not on his forehead. My tomid, what does it mean, tomid, all the time? Ileim tomid al mitzchoi. Does it mean always, all the time, when it's on his forehead? Mimishkach asla? Is the tomid, is the tzitz always, constantly on his forehead? Milei boya meal lebeis akisei? Does he not need to go to the bathroom and excuse himself? He has to take off the tzitz then. Elo tomid, when the posuk says at the end of the posuk, v'hoyu al mitzchoi tomid l'rotzoin, it doesn't mean that it's constantly on his forehead and therefore it's constantly meratzeh. No, it's tomid l'rotzoin, tomid meratzehu. It's always meratzeh, even when it's not on his forehead. And this is what the Reb Shimon's opinion that says the tzitz is meratzeh, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Asks the Gemara, Ul Reb Yehuda Nami, Reb Yehuda who says that the tzitz is only meratzeh when he's wearing the tzitz, Hoksiv Tomid, it says at the end of the Pasuk, Tomid Leratzin. And we said it cannot mean Al Mitzchoi Tomid, that's constantly on his forehead, because it's not. He needs to sleep. He needs to do other things. He sometimes has to take off the tzitz. So we said it must mean tomid l'rotzein, that the tzitz is always meratzeh. But Reb Yehuda says it's not always meratzeh. Reb Yehuda says it's only meratzeh when it's on his forehead. Says the Gemara, Hahud Tomid, the word Tomid is not telling us how often he has to wear it. What it means is that Tomid Lerotzen Lifnei Hashem means all the while that you're wearing the tzitz, and only then it's Meratze, there's an added condition or an added mitzvah to make sure not to divert your attention from the tzitz and from the holiness of the tzitz at any time. Where do we see that Tomid, constant, means a constant awareness that you're wearing the tzitz, a constant consciousness? It's not about time, it's about consciousness. Kedir Rabba Bar Rav Huna, as we see from Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Da'om Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayev Odom L'mashmesh B'tfilov B'chol Shah V'shah. A person has to constantly hold and move and be aware that he's wearing tefillin. Kal v'chayim emitzitz. He learns as a kal v'chayim emitzitz. Uma tzitz. The tzitz seems to have less kedusha than our tefillin. The tzitz she'ein be'elo as korah achas. It only mentions Hashem's name on the tzitz once. Omro Torah, nonetheless, the Torah says, al mitzchoy tomid, there should be constant awareness and consciousness that the tzitz is on your forehead. Shelo yasiach daitum, and you should not divert your attention from the tzitz. Tefillin she'esh ben as korah harbe, tefillin that has many times Hashem's name written in the parashias in the tefillin, alachas kama v'kama, even more so, one should be consciously aware that one is wearing tefillin and behave accordingly. Ulreb Shimon do Omar Tomid Meratze. According to Reb Shimon, who explains that the Tomid means that it's always Meratze, even when it's not on his forehead, v'oksiv al mitzchoy v'nosa. What's he going to do with the beginning of the Pasuk, which was the source according to Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda said that it's only Meratza when it's on his forehead. Where did he learn it from? Because the Pasuk says, V'hoyo al meitzach aroin, v'nosa aroin is avoyin hakadoshim. That it's the tzitz is only Meratza when it's on his forehead. Reb Shimon very conveniently learned from the end of the Pasuk that it's Tomid Leratzoin, which was his source. But how is he learning the beginning of the Pasuk? That V'hoyo al meitzach aroin, v'nosa aroin. Says the Gemara, Hu likvei Elohim mokim hu da'osa. The pasuk there is not telling us when it's meratze; it's simply telling us where you have to position the tzitz. That v'hoya al meitzach Aaron, that the tzitz belongs on the forehead of Aaron, and v'nosa Aaron is avoyin hakadoshim, and then the Kohen Gadol will carry with the tzitz will carry the these averus of the tuma shehutra b'tzibur. But not telling you that it's only meratze when he's wearing it. V'Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the fact that it says V'hoyal meitzach Aaron v'nos Aaron is avoyin hakadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda learns from there that the pasuk is telling us a condition that the tzitz is only meratze when he's wearing it on his forehead, and the pasuk is not telling me. That means the point of the pasuk is not to tell me that it belongs on his forehead. If it was telling you it belongs on his forehead, then the words would not be, so to speak, spare to learn from there that it's only meratze when it's on the forehead. So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn that the place of the tzitz is on the forehead, on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol? He learns it nafkele me'al mitzchoy. From the fact that the pasuk says, towards the end of the pasuk, v'hoyo al mitzchoy, tomid l'rotzen lifnei Hashem. So what it means is that that's where you learn that the place of the tzitz has to be al mitzchoy. Reb Shimon nami tepikle me'al mitzchoy. So this asks now against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon should learn from al mitzchoy that the place of the tzitz is on the forehead. And then the question will come back that the beginning of the pasuk, when it says v'hoyo al mitzach arin v'nosa arin, maybe from there we would learn like Reb Yehuda does that tzitz is only meratzo and it's on the forehead, not like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, enoch nami. You're right. Reb Shimon agrees that we learn that the source that the tzitz belongs on the forehead is from the end of the pasuk v'hoyo al mitzchoy. Elo al mitzchoy v'noso mai ovidle. What are we going to do now with the words at the beginning of the pasuk from which Reb Yehuda learns that the tzitz is only meratzo when it's on the forehead? What's Reb Shimon going to do with that? The question comes back. Omelachom. So Reb Shimon's going to answer ro'u lemeitzach Meratze. What it actually means is not that it has to be on the forehead. The tzitz has to be in a state that it could go onto the forehead of the Kohen, but if the on the Kohen Gadol, but if the tzitz is in a position that it cannot go on his forehead, possibly, for example, when the tzitz is broken, as we saw before, Abaya said, Nishbara tzitz, everybody agrees it's not Meratze. She'einei roi lemetzach, einei Meratze. Lafuke, the Gemara says explicitly, Nishbara tzitz, like we saw before, if the tzitz is broken, deloy meratze. And that's what Reb Shimon learns from V'hoyo al meitzach arin v'nosa arin. It has to be able to go onto the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't actually have to be there. And now the Gemara asks, Zul Reb Yehuda nishbar atzitz minoli, because Reb Yehuda learned from the beginning of the Pasuk, V'hoyo al meitzach arin v'nosa, he learns from there that the tzitz is only meratza when it's on his forehead. Reb Shimon learned from there that a tzitz which is broken is not meratza. So that's all very good according to Reb Shimon. Where's Reb Yehuda going to learn that the tzitz is only meratze when it's not broken? So of course you're going to all ask, what do you mean? He says that the tzitz is meratze only when it's on his forehead. And if it's broken, it's not on his forehead. I don't need an extra pasuk for that. So the Rishonim here, the Ritva and others explain, what it means is that if you don't have a different source to say that when the tzitz is broken, it's not meratze, then you wouldn't be able to learn, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be able to learn from V'hoyo al meitzach arin v'nosa arin, that whilst the tzitz is not on his forehead, it's not meratze. Maybe the pasuk is only coming to teach you that when the tzitz is broken and not able to be worn, then it's not meratze, like Reb Shimon learns. And then Reb Yehuda would not have a source that when the tzitz is not broken, it's just hanging on a peg and not on his forehead, that it's not meratze. And if Reb Yehuda does learn from V'hoy al mitzach arin v'nosu arin, that when the tzitz is not on his forehead, even when it's not broken, it's not meratze, it must be he's got a different source to say that a broken tzitz is not considered a tzitz, is not meratze. Says the Gemara, Nafkele mi metzach mitzchoi. Because the end of the pasuk, V'hoyo al mitzchoi tomid, it could have said al metzach. What's the extra vav doing there? To tell us, al mitzchoi, it's got to be able to be on his forehead. If it cannot be on his forehead, then there's nothing to talk about. Of course it's not meratze. And then when Rabbi Yehuda learns from the beginning of the pasuk, V'hoyo al mitzach arin, v'nosa arin, that even when it's not broken, it's only meratze when it's on his forehead. Reb Shimon, Metzach, Mitzchoi, Le Mashmalei. You're going to ask, what's Reb Shimon going to do with the extra Vav? Reb Shimon holds the extra Vav is not an issue and does not need to be used for a drasha. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.